Hey everyone, welcome back to Fortitude First. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and let me tell you, sometimes life throws punches big ones. You know that feeling when you trip and facepalm in front of everyone? Or maybe it's when you bomb a presentation, or that project you poured your heart into just falls flat. Ever feel like the world is judging your every move? Well, guess what? We've all been there. And trust me, I know it feels rough, but today, we're diving headfirst into something powerful. Mastering the art of self-compassion. Think about it this way. You wouldn't berate a friend for messing up, right? You'd probably offer a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, and maybe even some helpful advice, but with kindness. So why do we treat ourselves so harshly when we stumble? This isn't about being a pushover or ignoring our mistakes. It's about approaching ourselves with the same understanding and empathy we'd offer to someone we love dearly. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you level up your self-compassion game. First, recognize your humanity. We're all flawed folks. We make mistakes, we have bad days, and sometimes we just plain mess things up. It's part of being human. Accepting this truth is the foundation of self-compassion. Think of it like this. If you wouldn't judge a friend for their imperfections, why would you judge yourself so harshly? Second, practice active kindness. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer to a loved one. When you catch yourself being critical or negative, pause and ask yourself, would I say this to a good friend? If not, then why are you saying it to yourself? Third, embrace imperfection. Striving for perfection is a recipe for disappointment and self-criticism. Remember, progress isn't always linear. It's about embracing the journey, learning from our missteps, and celebrating our victories along the way. Sometimes good enough is actually pretty darn good. Fourth, challenge negative self-talk. We all have that inner critic whispering nasty things in our ears. Pay attention to those thoughts and challenge them with evidence. Are they really true? Are you being fair to yourself? Replace negative self-talk with positive affirmations and encouragements. And finally, cultivate mindfulness. Being present in the moment helps us avoid dwelling on past mistakes or worrying about future uncertainties. Take a few minutes each day to simply breathe, notice your surroundings, and appreciate the beauty in everyday life. This can be as simple as savoring a cup of coffee or taking a walk in nature. You know that feeling when you're trying to learn something new, like playing guitar? You might fumble at first, maybe even get frustrated, but with practice and patience, you eventually start to make progress. Self-compassion works the same way. It takes time and effort to cultivate, but the rewards are immense. Imagine this. You're giving a presentation at work, and your mind goes blank. You freeze for a moment, your heart races, and you feel that familiar wave of self-doubt creeping in. But instead of spiraling into panic, you take a deep breath, remind yourself that it's okay to stumble, and gently guide yourself back on track. See? By practicing self-compassion, you're not just being nice to yourself, you're equipping yourself with the resilience and mental fortitude to navigate life's inevitable challenges. You become more adaptable, more forgiving, and ultimately a stronger version of yourself. So, what are you waiting for? Start incorporating these practices into your daily routine. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your progress, and remember that every day is a fresh start. Let's turn those self-critiques into supportive whispers and build a life filled with kindness, understanding, and resilience. If this resonated with you, hit the subscribe button and share this episode with someone who could use a dose of self-compassion. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media. We're building a community here, folks, and your voice matters. Until next time, keep pushing forward with fortitude and grace. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.